Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Stacks of metallic plates make letters that form the logo MPCA, Motion Picture Corporation of America, against black. An aerial view of the Manhattan skyscrapers, a Netflix original film, a Motion Picture Corporation of America production. Carriages roll through a snowy park and the title appears, A Christmas Prince, and a seasonal sprig of holly with a bow and a bell. Against a Christmas window display, Rose McIver, The City at Night, Ben Lam and Alice Krieger. Theo Devaney, Emma-Louise Saunders, a huge Christmas tree and an ice rink. Sarah Douglas, Anna Neefsy, traffic drives through snow and slush. Tom Knight, Daniel Fathers, the Statue of Liberty in sunshine. Tahira Sharif, Joel McVeigh, Richard Ashton, a frozen pond. Casting by Melissa Delizia, CSA and Carolyn McLeod. Costume designer Oana Dragici. Music by Zach Ryan. Pedestrians in snowy Central Park. Edited by Marshall Harvey, ACE. Production designer Soren Dima. A corner cafe is lit up and there are illuminated street decorations. Director of photography, Vioral Sergovici. A wreath on a memorial. The view looks up at skyscrapers. Associate producers Vince Balanzo and Carolyn McLeod. The offices of Now Beat magazine, produced by Amy Krell.
Hello to my next piece. Ugly Christmas sweaters of the stars. It's going to be brilliant, I tell you.
Excuse me, Ron.
not now.
No, this will just take a second. I just had a couple of questions about your article, the Fashion Week piece that I'm editing.
Go.
Well, see, the thing is that Max wanted 300 birds and this is 650. And one of the designers you quoted wasn't even on the floor, so...
Amber, I don't have time for this right now. Just clean it up.
It's not just a cleanup. It's a major rewrite.
What, are you the executive editor now?
No, I'm just trying to explain that...
Just fix it, okay?
Co-executive producer Mickey Gooch.
That went well. Let me guess, you're going to rewrite his stinky old article and save his butt, just like you always do.
Well, it is my job.
You could tell him where to put it.
I'm not telling him anything.
Amber, we're junior editors, not writers.
How else am I supposed to become a real journalist?
You'll get there.
Of course you will.
5 rejection letters in a month. Hardly killing it on the freelance writing market.
Amber, Max wants to see you in our office now.
Amber looks worried.
Have fun.
Directed by Alex Zamm.
Now, Beat Magazine, how may I help you?
Amber enters Max's glass-fronted office.
If this is about Ron's article about Fashion Week...
Forget Fashion Week. I got something else for you. Sit. So, what do you know about the royal family of Aldovia?
Aldovia? Wait, the king died last year, and the prince who's supposed to take over is a total flake.
Flake? International playboy? And scandalous socialite. Playboy Prince Richard took off before Daddy died, which wouldn't be a problem, except they have this interregnum thing.
The time between two reigns?
Right. In Aldovia, it's a maximum of a year, which is about to expire. So, they need a butt in the big chair by Christmas Day.
But if the prince is MIA, then what happens?
That's exactly what you're gonna find out. His royal hotness is due back this weekend, but just in case he abdicates, I need somebody there to capture the fireworks. They got a press conference scheduled for the 18th, and I need boots on the ground.
I don't mean to shoot myself in the foot, but why me?
You're talented, hungry, smart. And none of my regular writers can go this week.
Amber compresses her lips.
This guy is your assignment?
He thinks he's so hot.
Another secret girlfriend.
Gross. What a creep.
Chill out. He's like a 12.
Not my type.
Honey, he's everyone's type.
Not mine.
If I set you up with one more hot, successful guy who you blow off, I'm gonna punch you, girl.
Ouch.
I'm just not on the market.
Oh, you and Brian broke up, what, a year ago?
You can't let him make you gun shy.
Can we just not talk about my love life right now?
Seriously, Am, this assignment could jumpstart your career.
On a celeb site, a headline reads, MIA, where in the world is Prince Richard? Amber walks down a nighttime street with lights, decorations, and Santa Claus ringing a bell. She heads for Rudy's Diner, the windows decorated with Christmas tree-shaped lights. The bearded owner is behind the counter.
Hey, guys, how's the pie?
Rudy, do we even need to say anything? The best.
That's what we like to hear.
Got my regular up?
Yeah, we got a Coney Island Bloodhound and a Blonde with Sand. That'll be $4.95.
Put it on my tab.
What, you think you're special?
Maybe just a little bit.
She kisses him on the cheek.
Thanks, Pop.
Hey, listen, Christmas Eve, instead of doing our regular corn dogs, I was thinking maybe I'll make a big batch of my famous five-alarm chili. You know, it was your mom's favorite. What? Em, what?
My editor has given me a story to cover.
Your own story?
It's about the royal family of Aldovia. The prince, he's a bit of a playboy. He might even abdicate.
Hey, now, this sounds like it's going to be your big break.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'd have to be away through Christmas, and I know that you'd be alone.
Sounds like you need a bit of fatherly advice 101. I mean, your mom opened this place. There were a million reasons why not to, but your mom said, Rudy, you got to take a chance.
So you're telling me to open a diner?
Huh, no. I'm telling you to stay true to your dreams, right? And success will follow. Huh? That's good, right?
Sounds like a fortune cookie.
Anyway, the point is, you gotta take a risk if you're gonna win. So don't worry about your old man. I'll be fine. Right? You go over there to Aldi whatnot.
Aldovia.
Aldovia, that's it. And you make us proud.
Amber hugs her father.
Still $4.95, though.
Amber smiles and picks up her coffee. A passenger jet comes into land in daylight. The sign on the terminal building says Aldovia International Airport. Amber, with her luggage, emerges to find journalists lined up outside arrivals.
When's the prince supposed to arrive?
An hour ago.
Maybe he's missed his flight.
Probably shacked up with some countess somewhere.
Amber waits at the taxi rank. A bearded guy in sunglasses breezes past her and takes her taxi.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I really have to go.
No. But this is my cab.
I apologize.
You can't just do that. Selfish jerk. Seriously, can you believe that guy?
A town nestles in a snowy valley surrounded by mountains. Snow-covered chalets are clustered on a high hilltop. Dense evergreen forest is dusted with snow and a convoy of vans drives along a wooded road. Amber is in one with some journalists.
First time? First time covering the royals?
First time covering anything. Any words of wisdom?
Pick a new career.
Amber looks out at the snowy woods, then stares. Above is a palatial castle in a mishmash of styles, with elegant turrets, a larger stone tower, part stone and part timbered. Beyond, tall conifers rise up towards the blue sky. It sits in a large clearing in the shadow of the mountain. Outside the colonnaded entrance is a statue of a bearded man in uniform with a kepi hat and walking cane. The vans stop by a dry fountain with a Christmas tree at the center. Beneath a green flag with a white stripe down the center adorned with a crest, a man in a suit checks his watch. The journalists are gathered. A young woman enters and whispers to the man.
Oh, come on, what's taking so long? Yeah.
The man approaches a lectern.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming today. I realise you've travelled a great distance to be here, but I'm sorry to announce we're going to have to cancel the press conference. Prince Richard is unavailable at this time.
More like he's avoiding the press.
Does this mean that the prince is abdicating the throne?
I can assure you his coronation is very much on schedule and will take place at the annual Christmas Eve ball.
Then where is he?
The polite young lady with the red scarf.
When are you rescheduling the press conference?
Yes, she's right.
We don't have any plans for that at this time.
Is it possible to arrange an interview with Prince Richard?
There will be no interviews with the prince. Thank you so much for coming.
King Richard wouldn't have done this. Come on!
Amber watches with a frown. The press head outside along a red carpet.
Talk about a real jerk around.
Should have known it would happen with this guy. What a waste.
Drinks on me back at the hotel?
Fine.
I can't go home empty-handed.
Amber follows the others back to the van, but stops before getting in, and it leaves without her. She goes off. Rounds a corner and climbs stone steps guarded by a stone lion. At the rear, tradesmen are unloading a van. Amber glances around, then follows them inside through double doors decorated with cedar wreaths, garlands, and baubles. She closes the door behind her. Amber looks around in wonder at a vaulted hall with chandeliers, an enormous carpet and works of art. She takes out her phone and takes photos. She passes a suit of armor, studies it with a smile and takes pictures. A figure looms behind her.
May I help you?
The man towers over her.
No, I was supposed to be...
Ah, American.
Excuse me?
You must be the new American tutor for Princess Emily.
Yes, that's me, the tutor.
Very good. Follow me, please.
Amber hurriedly tucks away the press pass hanging around her neck.
The garlands go above the fireplace in the drawing room, and, the Queen wants more poinsettias in the atrium.
Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Averill, Princess Emily's new tutor has arrived.
Miss Averill eyes Amber quizzically.
Arthur Anderson?
That's me. Pleased to meet you.
Oh. I thought your agency said you weren't available till the first of the year.
I wasn't, but then my last assignment ended early, so...
So you thought you'd just show up? Here, 2 weeks early.
Sorry, I know that it... I can leave if it was a bad idea.
The Queen did mention that she wished she had someone to occupy Princess Emily over the holidays. Her last tutor left rather abruptly.
What happened?
There's no concern of yours.
Something about a mouse in her bed.
Miss Averill eyes the smiling courtier coldly.
Come with me, please. Where's your luggage?
At the inn.
I'll have somebody fetch it for you.
No, that's okay. I can get it.
I'm surprised you were able to find a room with all the press in town. Parasites, a lot of them.
Scum of the earth.
Queen Helena will want to meet you.
The Queen?
I trust you're familiar with our royal etiquette, so you must not shake Her Majesty's hand, but you may curtsy.
Curtsy?
I needed some time to think.
You've had time, Richard. You can't keep missing these official engagements.
Yes, Mother.
Not anymore.
Richard is the guy who took Amber's cab. She stares wide-eyed.
You?
You know each other?
Our paths have crossed. Selfish Jerk at your service.
I am so sorry. No.
It's I who should apologize.
And you are? Your Majesty, may I present Miss Martha Anderson, Princess Emily's new tutor?
Amber does an elaborate curtsy with her arms spread. Richard and the Queen stare at her.
Richard!
There you are, my little imp.
I am not an imp.
Yes, you're a little imp.
He spins Emily, who's on crutches.
Richard! Put her down!
Richard!
Put her down, Richard!
Oh, as you wish, Your Majesty.
I am not a China doll, Mother.
You'll mind me just the same if anything were to happen to you.
Mother doesn't let me do anything but study and go to the loo.
Oh, I know, I do feel sorry for you.
Beard looks awful, by the way.
Yes, you do look like a derelict Santa Claus.
Yes, I only grew it so I wouldn't be recognised, and it appears to be doing the trick.
Who are you and what are you doing in my palace?
Emily Manners. She's your new tutor from Minnesota.
I am Martha Anderson. So pleased to meet you, Emily.
You are supposed to call me Your Royal Highness. Don't they teach you anything at tutor school?
You'll be starting your lessons right away, Emily.
But it's almost Christmas.
I hope Miss Anderson lasts longer than your previous tutor.
Lace your bets.
I actually like mice.
Mrs. Averill, would you show Miss Anderson to her new quarters, please?
Of course, Your Majesty.
Thank you. Good day.
Amber backs into a vase on a stand. The Queen and Emily look shocked. Richard grins.
I am so sorry. Was this expensive or...?
Only 15th century Ming porcelain.
I am so sorry.
With an agonized expression, Amber backs up, then rushes off with Miss Averill. At night, the palace is festooned with Christmas lights, some like curtains of icicles.
Inside the palace, undercover.
I love it.
This is better than an exclusive.
But I had to lie to get in here.
Who cares?
Could I go to jail for this?
2, maybe 3 weeks tops?
Not helping.
Listen, just play this out as long as you can.
Get lots of video, audio, whatever you can grab. Can you do this, Amber?
Absolutely.
Her bedroom is enormous. Statues stand in sunny daylight.
I trust you have the curriculum and lesson plan I sent your agency.
No, they must have forgotten.
My experience with U.S. agencies could at best be described as loosey-goosey.
Not to worry, Mrs. Averill. There is nothing loose about this goose.
They enter a wood-paneled schoolroom.
Oh, Royal Highness. You remember Miss Anderson?
Good morning, Princess Emily.
Go away.
Now, that's no way to treat your new tutor. Please, be seated.
Thank you.
There's a white mouse on her chair. Emily grins and Miss Averill looks stern.
I thought you said you liked mice.
Not as a seat cushion.
Holding the mouse by the tail, Emily drops it in a glass bowl.
Now, if you've finished with the excitement for this morning, I suggest you start on your lessons.
I started with modern art.
A drawing of Miss Averill scowling.
What do you think?
Delightful. I'll leave you to it.
Miss Averill purses her lips and goes. Emily eyes Amber coldly. Amber sits, holding the curriculum folder. She looks at a page of geometry, frowns, and raises her eyebrows.
So, how did I do?
Looks good to me.
I got 92 on the state exam.
Well, seeing as you're already so good at math, why don't we do some writing? English is my best subject.
You're a writer?
Yes. No, but I studied it at school in New York.
I thought you were from Minnesota.
I am, but I went to college in New York.
They both frown.
You're wondering what happened to me, aren't you?
No, I just...
It's called spinal bifida, and there is no cure.
Emily's in a wheelchair. She pushes herself over to the window.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable.
Poor little rich girl. It's what you're thinking. It's what everyone thinks.
Amber gets up and goes over to her.
Actually, brave little girl is what I was thinking.
Emily's frown becomes a smile. Amber pushes back the curtain and looks out of the window. Outside, Richard shoots an arrow into a target.
How does some fresh air sound, Your Royal Highness?
Emily grins, and another arrow hits the target. Amber pushes Emily through the snowy, ornamental garden in sunshine.
What are you doing, Richard?
I'm adjusting the sights on my new bay.
Amber stares at the clean-shaven prince.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, Your Royal Highness. It's just your face.
Something wrong with my face?
No, it's perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal?
No, I didn't mean that. What I meant was that I almost didn't recognize you because you shaved, and probably because your mother didn't like your beard. Not that you have to do everything your mother says. So, archery?
Yes, my father taught me when I was younger. Was a little while ago.
We can tell.
Shouldn't you be off reducing a fraction or something?
We're on a break. Let me try.
Oh, this bow would be far too heavy for you.
Oh, I think Princess Emily can manage. Unless you're afraid of being shown up.
Fine. Here you are. Here's your arrow.
Thank you.
Oh, if Mother could see this, she would lop off my head.
Better than lopping off something else.
Princess Emily?
Like his ear?
Emily takes aim and hits a bullseye.
Yes! Amazing! High five!
Emily looks puzzled as she slaps Amber's hand.
Pure beginner's luck, that was.
Oh, I'm sure.
Miss Martha's next.
Oh, no, I can't.
Just try.
Well, there aren't any Ming vases around, so you might as well give it a go. There you are.
How do I do it?
Oh, well, you knock it just there. Feet aligned, grip hand about nose height.
and draw it back. Good.
Amber's arrow goes through a window and into a painting near Miss Averill's head.
Bullseye! Let's go.
Yeah.
They leave as Miss Averill goes to the window.
Come on, we've got to get out of here.
I can't believe I just did that.
Miss Averill scowls. Amber looks at the maths book.
How do you even read this stuff? It's like gibberish. Scatter plots? What is that? I mean, what do?
Could hire a tutor.
Just stay calm and be at one with the numbers.
I gotta go. Come in.
Amber ends the video call with her friends. Miss Averill wheels Emily in.
What are you doing?
Well, I was preparing your lesson plan for tomorrow. There's lots of numbers and equation-y thingies.
Well, we're sorry to have barged in, but Princess Emily insisted.
I'd like you to be my guest.
Your guest for what?
The royal family will be serving cocktails to esteemed members of the nobility. And you, apparently.
I would be delighted.
Emily smiles. Christmas baubles hang from a chandelier and guests gather in a grand lounge. Amber stands alone in a corner sipping champagne and looks around at the formally attired guests. A waitress approaches.
Jellied meat, madame?
Amber eyes the canapés and smiles politely.
I'm good.
Amber takes out her phone and takes a photo of the Queen.
If I may ask, Your Majesty, what exactly is the Prince thinking?
Thinking about what?
It's no secret he has his doubts about assuming the throne. And if he doesn't, I'm afraid...
Prime Minister, let me put your fears to rest. Richard will accept his father's crown.
A young man approaches.
Your Majesty.
He kisses her hand.
You look absolutely radiant.
Thank you, Simon.
Prime Minister, tell me, where is my beloved cousin? Still gallivanting across the continent?
Greetings, Your Highness.
Richard enters, adjusting his shirt cuff.
Here he is.
Sorry, I'm late. Couldn't find my cufflinks. Majesty, Prime Minister.
Your Royal Highness.
Hello, cousin. I heard I just missed you in Mallorca. I was staying with the President.
In his chalet.
Ah, well, I was on the beach in a tent. Still soul-searching.
Oh, at least I've got one. Oh.
He takes champagne.
Excuse me. Mrs. Averill, good to see you both.
Amber takes a photo.
Are you enjoying the party?
I am. Thank you for inviting me.
You seem rather fascinated with my brother.
I was just looking for something to eat. And I'm not a big fan of meat jelly.
Me neither. Follow me.
Emily leads the way on her crutches. They tuck into heart-shaped snacks.
Better?
So better. I've been meaning to ask you. Why are you so nice to me all of a sudden?
Because you're different from everyone else here.
Because I don't know how to curtsy and I break everything.
Because you treat me like a normal child.
You are a normal child.
With a castle and a crown.
Nobody's perfect.
Simon approaches.
Princess Emily.
Cousin Simon. I didn't know you were coming.
I wouldn't miss your brother's coronation for the world. Did the Queen invite one of the chambermaids?
This is my tutor, Miss Martha Anderson, and I invited her. Miss Martha, meet Simon, my cousin.
Nice to meet you, Simon.
You shall address me as Lord Duxbury.
I find that nobility who insist on using their title is the same as those who drive Ferraris.
And what's wrong with my Ferrari?
Nothing wrong with it. It's just what it's compensating for that's the issue.
Lord Duxbury, how lovely to see you both at the same function.
Simon hates him because Richard is one ahead of him in the line of succession.
So if Richard abdicates, Simon is next in line for the throne, not you?
Male bloodline. It's totally unfair.
No kidding.
A conniving cousin jockeys for the throne. That's pretty juicy stuff.
True, but what I really need is some one-on-one time with the prince.
So?
What's he like?
He's not what I was expecting. I mean, he's kind of cocky, but...
There's something else, a vulnerability. I don't know how to describe it.
You are so smitten.
Look at you. You're blushing.
No, I'm not.
Seriously, Max wants me to dig up some dirt, but I'm not sure there's any here.
Dude, they're royals.
Where there's a tiara, there's dirt. Trust me.
Amber sighs and looks thoughtful. An aerial view passes over a snowy evergreen forest in sunshine and moves towards the palace. Amber enters a chamber decorated with statues and Christmas garlands. She looks around and goes into another room where Richard is seated at a piano. She takes out her phone and smiles gently as she films him. She leans against a sliding door.
I am so sorry, Your Royal Highness.
Please, just call me Richard.
You're really talented.
My father made me take lessons. He said music was the food of the soul.
I heard King Richard was a great man.
He was.
Won't be easy to replace him.
I'm not trying to replace him.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean... I just meant there must be a lot of pressure on you.
You're under more pressure than you bargained for, aren't you? My sister can be a lot to handle.
Yes, right. I actually think she's great.
After my father passed away, she took it very hard.
I lost my mom. Leukemia.
Then you know.
Holidays are the worst.
I'm pleased she's got somebody to talk to.
So now you're back. Are you here to stay? Is all that talk about abdication just gossip?
It's very hard to know what to do.
I heard people say you didn't want to give up your lifestyle.
What lifestyle is that?
I don't know. Women, wine, and song.
Is that what you think I am?
I don't really know who you are.
My mother's expecting me.
Amber looks thoughtful as Richard leaves with his hands in his pockets. The palace is brightly illuminated after dark. A heavily decorated Christmas tree is topped with a star. Champagne is poured.
When I look at all of you, I'm reminded how important you are to me. And were to King Richard. To your family. And old friends.
Family and friends.
And new friends too.
Amber looks at Emily and glances at Richard.
King Richard gave us an entire box of his handmade ornaments last year. He said they were elephants, but they look a lot more like bears.
It was important to the king to give handmade gifts.
They're the best kind, whether they look like bears or elephants.
I found this one stashed away after it... Let me, Mum.
Where was it, Mother?
Oh, your father had put it in a secret hiding place. But he wasn't very good at keeping secrets. I suppose he was going to give it to me last Christmas.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
A large acorn.
Tell us about your Christmas traditions, Martha.
Well, my father and I always light a candle for my mother. And we bake her favorite cookies. Watch her favorite Christmas movie. I know how it feels to miss someone you love.
Indeed.
As the Queen and Richard go to hang the acorn on the tree, a young woman enters.
Merry Christmas to all.
Lady Sophia! Oh, you're a sight for sore eyes. Things around here are getting positively gloomy.
Happy to help. I see you've started celebrating early, Simon.
She avoids a kiss and glances at his champagne glass.
Your Majesty.
Welcome, my dear.
Hello, Richard. Merry Christmas.
What a surprise to see you.
Amber stares.
Lady Sophia's come to spend the holiday with us.
Wonderful. We've so much to catch up on.
Excuse me for a moment.
I wish you'd told me you were inviting her mother.
Thought it might be a nice surprise.
I can't believe your father made that from scratch.
He was really good.
Something for later.
I wish...
So, who might that be?
That's the princess's tutor.
Fascinating choice of shoes.
Sophia eyes Amber's Converse sneakers.
This one is my favourite. Your Majesty, I bought this as my humble contribution.
Heart, how lovely.
Richard, would you put it on the tree?
An ornate silver heart. Richard takes it from Sophia.
Be gentle with it.
Amber stares at them as Richard hangs the heart on the tree. Amber types on her laptop.
Why did the Queen bring Lady Sophia here now? To help persuade the Prince to take the crown? Sophia obviously thinks it's something more. What about Richard? I still can't get a read.
She reviews her phone images of Richard. Emily enters the schoolroom.
Morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to?
Just catching up on some emails. Are you ready for your lesson?
No. We're going to bake Christmas cookies instead.
You're going to get me in big trouble if we don't start your lesson by 9.
Not nearly as much trouble as if I told them your real name. Miss Amber Moore. Don't even bother denying it.
But how...
You don't know the first thing about tutoring for one. Also, I looked at your computer yesterday while you were in the loo.
It's locked.
Yes, but you put your password in a plain sight. Big mistake.
I'll pack my things.
Wait. No one has to know.
You're not gonna tell anyone?
Not as long as we have a deal.
What kind of a deal?
You write the truth about my brother, and I'll keep your secret.
You mean the things that are written about him, they're not true?
Not even close.
So he's not a playboy or a philanderer?
You've seen him. His idea of fun is playing William Tell with the bow and arrow. So, do we have a deal?
Deal.
Good. Now, about those Christmas cookies.
Pastry is rolled out.
I hope you have a big appetite. We are making a lot of cookies. So, what's going on with your brother and Baroness Sophia?
Is this for your story?
I need to know the truth if I'm going to write the truth.
He used to love her. But that was a long time ago. Now she's back, so who knows?
Simon's into her.
Simon's wanted everything Richard had since they were boys. Seems like everyone wants what we have.
You are the royal family.
Things used to be different before my father died. And now he's gone.
Hey. He's not gone. You'll always have him in here.
She puts a hand on her heart.
Now, come on, we gotta get these in the oven.
Emily cuts shapes out of the cookie dough. Richard is at the piano. Sophia arrives in the doorway.
May I come in?
Please.
He shuts the keyboard.
I hope you don't mind that I'm staying for a few days.
Of course not. I do wonder why you're here.
Because your mother asked me.
And the truth is, I've never gotten over you, Richard. And I'm not sure you're over me.
Please. We both know this isn't going to work.
At least let me help you with the benefit tomorrow. You need to make a good impression. And you and I make such a fantastic team.
That benefit is to raise money for orphan children. It's not a PR opportunity.
You're being naive.
Tell me, Sophia, would you even bother with me if I wasn't next in line to the throne?
It's part of who you are.
The part that matters most to you.
Now you're being unfair.
Am I?
I was young and stupid. And I made a mistake. I do love you, Richard. Never doubt it.
She takes his hand and he eyes her pensively. A juggler entertains crowds in the picturesque snowy town. A girl throws a ball into the gaping mouth of a painted elf. A sign says donations area, and Santa hands out gifts. Amber pushes Emily in her chair.
Hey!
Sorry.
One of the journalists.
I know you.
You must have me confused with someone else.
Don't give me that. How'd you get all cozy with the princess?
She doesn't have to speak to you.
How about an interview, princess, with a real reporter?
Well, since you're a real reporter, let me tell you a secret.
His mouth drops open as she whispers in his ear. Emily grins and he walks off.
What did you tell him?
Nothing much. Just that if he didn't leave Aldavia at once, I'd get him arrested and send him to the dungeon for assaulting my guests.
Seriously, you guys have a dungeon?
No, but he doesn't need to know that.
Amber grins and they move on. A choir sings on an outdoor stage. The girls in green coats with red hats and scarves take a bow.
Thank you, children. That was really lovely. And thanks to all of you for supporting our holiday festival to benefit the children of St. Joseph's Orphanage. From the day that my husband, King Richard, became patron of the orphanage, he always made the closing remarks. And today, to continue this tradition, is my beloved son and your prince, Richard.
Amber smiles and claps with the rest.
Prince Richard. Prince Richard.
Oh, no.
Prince Richard.
Simon, standing with Sophia, smiles and looks smug.
Will the coronation be postponed?
Oh, no, of course not.
If so, who will rule the country?
Everyone, please. He was here a moment ago.
I think I know where he is. This way.
Richard will be here momentarily.
A sign above a stone arch says St. Joseph Orphanage. Amber watches from the wrought iron gates as Richard helps the children build a snowman.
I should have known. Every time we do a benefit, my brother ends up here.
He really cares about these kids.
Sir, soldiers, in your positions. And now, on a charge of high treason, I hereby condemn this snowman to death by firing squad. Are you ready?
Yeah!
3, 2, 1, fire!
He brandishes a giant candy cane. The children throw snowballs at him.
Right, game on.
With the snowman as cover, he throws snowballs back. Amber chuckles and pulls out her phone to film the battle. The palace is lit up at night.
Richard, help me understand why you shirked your duty today.
I thought my duty was to those children.
There is more to being king than just compassion. You need to be strong. You need to be a leader. We think you're the only one who wants to run away.
Come on, Mother. Not you. You're one of the strongest women I know.
This has been the hardest year of my life. Losing your father. Trying to be strong for Emily. Not knowing where you were when I needed you more than ever.
I'm trying, Mother. I really am.
She sits beside him on an ornate sofa.
I have complete faith in you. Now you need to have faith in yourself.
Richard frowns and looks pensive. The palace stands in sunny daylight.
Okay, very good. But here's a harder one. Can you give me an example of hyperbole?
Is it hyperbole if I said this is so boring, my head might explode? How do you expect me to focus when it's 3 days till Christmas?
Okay, you win. What do you say we have a little adventure?
Adventure?
Emily smiles wide-eyed. A maid carries a tray.
Shh, make sure the coast is clear. Okay, go.
They cross a landing as the maid descends the stairs.
Hurry, come on.
They come out of a lift and are viewed from the top of the stairwell. Miss Avril instructs an assistant.
Now, with the ball in 2 days, I need you and all the staff to step up. Right. We have three things here.
Miss Avril looks round but misses Amber and Emily.
Three things here I need you to get.
Outside in the snow, Amber pulls Emily on a sled. The view looks out across wooded hills and mountains in the distance.
Here we are. You ready for some fun?
She pulls Emily to the top of a slope. Emily stares down the long snowy hillside with a frown.
What's wrong? Do you really think I can do it?
I think you can do anything you want to. You're not a China doll.
I don't know. What if I end up even more broken than I already am?
You're not broken, Em.
Dibs on the front.
Okay.
Amber sits behind Emily.
You ready? Ready? Hang on!
Oh, be careful!
Whoa! Oh! They speed down the hillside, Amber looking more alarmed than Emily. Richard, on horseback, watches from the top of a hill and chuckles. First Amber, then Emily tumble off the sled. Amber looks at Emily with a concerned frown.
Em?
Amber.
Emily. Emily, are you okay?
She's lying on her side.
Again! You little...
Oh, I am gonna get you.
A snowball hits Emily.
Richard!
You are so done!
Get up against me!
Incoming!
Richard and Amber trade snowballs, and Emily joins in from the ground. Richard and Amber smile and throw snowballs in slow motion. They fall over, Richard on top of Amber. They gaze into each other's eyes.
Hey, no fraternizing with the enemy!
Got you!
They continue throwing snow as they get up. Simon's in a sleigh with Sophia.
Glorious out here, isn't it?
If by glorious you mean you enjoy frostbite, then it's perfectly sublime.
Simon's smile freezes.
Stop!
Simon smiles as he watches the snowball fight.
Those two look quite cosy together.
There's something about Miss Martha that isn't right.
No, you mean besides the fact that the prince is smitten with her?
Sophia stares and frowns. Simon waves.
Come on, you gotta try harder.
Amber, Richard, and Emily arrive back at the palace.
Aren't you all a sight?
Miss Avril and two guards are with the Queen.
Your Majesty. Miss Anderson. One of the groundskeepers told me he saw you and Emily on a toboggan. Is this true?
They were just having a bit of fun, Mother.
I wasn't speaking to you.
Queen Helena, I'm so sorry.
Enough. I know my children feel that I've been overprotective. Their impertinence is inexcusable. That said, my late husband was a great believer in fresh air and exercise. And I haven't seen a real smile on my daughter's face in over a year. So if you wish to continue in our employ, Miss Anderson, I suggest you ask permission in future.
Of course, Your Majesty.
And next time, perhaps you might give serious thought to inviting your queen on your tobogganing expeditions. I happen to know my way around a bobsled.
Yes, Mother.
Yes, Your Majesty.
The Queen goes upstairs, followed frostily by Miss Avril. The castle is lit up at night and Amber is on her laptop.
I think I'm finally getting to know the real prince. So, not what I thought. The coronation's almost here, but I still don't know the real story. I have to dig deeper. Have to figure out what's going on in his head.
Droplets fall from icicles and a little bird perches on a branch in daylight. A river between snowy banks becomes a waterfall, and Richard emerges from the stable leading a horse. Amber spies on him round the corner of a building. Richard loops the reins over the horse's head, and Amber takes a photo on her phone. Richard mounts and rides off with a solemn expression, not noticing Amber. Amber notices another horse and saddle nearby. Amber nods decisively. She rides out of the palace. Richard is riding slowly, his expression still somber. Amber gallops down a snowy hillside between the pine woods. She slows and looks around. Amber trots on down a snowy hillside. Richard gallops into the woods, then walks his mount through the dense trees. Amber follows.
You've lost the prince's tracks. I hope you know where you're going.
Amber lets the horse have its head as shafts of sunlight shine through the trees. She arrives in a clearing.
I think we're lost. Maybe we should head back now. Let's head back. No. What are you doing? Hey! Wait! Come on! Come back!
The horse rears, pitching Amber out of the saddle and gallops off. She looks around helplessly. High mountains loom above the forested hills. Amber trudges through the woods. Amber looks around as something passes swiftly nearby.
Hello?
Amber looks around in alarm to find a wolf staring at her a short distance away, its fangs bared. Amber sinks to the ground, her eyes wide as it approaches. Richard dismounts. He has also found the other horse. He runs over to Amber.
You're right, you hurt?
I'm good. Thank you.
Lights glow in a house in the woods at night. Amber's in a chair by the fire. Above, a chandelier with candles is made of reindeer antlers.
An old Aldovian cure.
What's in it?
Whiskey, mostly. So, now that we've warded off wolves, hypothermia, and assured your survival, why were you following me?
I was curious. And I'd never ridden a horse outside of Central Park before.
And?
I think I'll stick to my Volvo. Where are we?
This is my father's old hunting cabin. He taught me how to ride, how to fish, how to shoot.
Lots of memories.
Not all of them good. The last time the two of us were here, things didn't go so well.
What happened?
I told him I was going to renounce the throne. That I didn't want to be king.
And what did he say?
He was angry. And I was terrible. I flew to Spain the next day. That was the last time I saw him.
So why don't you want to be king?
Do we have to talk about this?
It might be good for you.
I can't even go for a beer with a girl without it being treated like an international scandal.
Like when you went out with Sophia?
That was different. She sold a story to a tabloid. Press had a field day.
So that's what's holding you back, being in the public eye?
It's more complicated than that.
Tell me.
My brother. You just think I'm a spoiled rich kid anyway.
I never said that. I think you need to stop worrying about what everybody thinks about you and who your father was. Figure out who you want to be.
You make it sound so simple.
Why can't it be? You're smart, nice, personable.
Except when I'm stealing your cab. It was actually quite funny.
I want to show you something.
A desk has stacks of leather-bound books.
I found it in my father's journal the other day.
What is it?
It's a poem. It was dated just before he died.
He dedicated it to my mother.
I assume he was going to give it to her with the ornament that he made, the acorn.
Has she seen it?
Not yet.
I was going to give it to her this Christmas.
Frost a sparkle in the fields, twixt the frozen minarets. Winter's harvest, meagre yields, heavy burdens, the year's debt. But from a seed, an acorn's gift, henceforth the truth will flood. Darkness, such a secret bears, and a love far greater than blood. It's some sort of riddle.
It's mysterious.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Richard leans towards her, then looks around just before they kiss.
I'm going to go and check on them.
Amber stares after him as Richard goes outside. She moves the desk chair to one side and examines the journals. She drops a book and crouches to retrieve it. She notices a lever under the desk, pushes it, and a secret drawer opens containing a slim folder. Amber opens the folder, then closes it again and frowns. Riding on the same horse together, Amber and Richard return to the illuminated palace after dark. The horse Amber took is tethered behind them. Light from the stable yard shines through an archway. Sophia goes to close the curtains in her room, then notices Amber and Richard.
Here we are. Back safe and sound.
Thank you. Again.
Sophia sweeps the curtains shut. Amber opens the folder in her room and removes handwritten documents. She finds two certificates of birth. One in the name of Richard Charlton. She frowns at the other.
Stephen Ward.
She picks up another document and stares wide-eyed.
Oh my gosh. You are not going to believe this. The prince was adopted.
No way.
Yes way. I've got his birth certificate, a fake certificate the royals created, and the freaking adoption papers.
This is huge.
You think he knows?
No. Being adopted would mean he'd have to forfeit his right to the crown. If he knew about it, he would have used it as an out a long time ago.
Have you told Max?
No. And you can't mention it either.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know yet.
You've got a legit Aldovian birther scandal on your hands, and you don't know yet? Break the story.
This is somebody's life we're talking about.
Yeah, but you said it yourself.
He doesn't want to be king. Maybe he'll see it as a blessing.
Finding out that you've been lied to your whole life, it won't feel like a blessing.
This is going to make your career, Amber.
Amber looks sad. The palace is bathed in winter sunshine.
Richard, I saw you come back last night with that peasant.
Peasant? Why don't you join us in the 21st century, Sophia?
Always the rebel.
Always will be.
I know you better than anyone, Richard. I care more than anyone.
We really do need to finish your English lesson.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'll meet you in the library in 10 minutes.
I do care, Richard.
I seriously doubt that.
Well, let me show you.
Sophia kisses him as Amber watches from a doorway. She frowns and walks away.
What's the matter?
You have to stop this, Sophia. It's not going to work.
But you need me. You don't know how to be king.
You'd love me to believe that, wouldn't you? I did for a while. I even believed that you loved me. You love the spotlight. And you love the attention. And you're never going to change.
No. You're the one that will never change, Richard. You'll fail without me. Fall apart under the slightest bit of pressure. You'll regret this.
I'll take my chances.
He walks off. In her bedroom with a frosted Christmas tree, Amber types on her laptop. She picks up the certificate of adoption. sighs and closes the laptop. She makes a call. Rudy answers in the diner in snowy New York.
Amber!
Hey, Pop. Sorry I haven't had much time to check in.
No problem. How goes it with my hotshot reporter?
Remember how you told me I have to take chances to win?
Words to live by.
What if those chances ended up hurting somebody who didn't deserve it?
I think I'm gonna need more info than that, baby.
What if my story ends up hurting somebody who's already been through a lot?
Look, I don't know anything about your job, but this I do know. You gotta listen to your heart, Peanut. It'll always tell you the truth.
Classic fatherly advice.
Better than a fortune cookie, huh?
Hey, Pop, I better call you back. I love you.
Amber ends the call and gets up to answer the door. Richard, in suit and tie, eyes her solemnly.
Hi. Is there something I can do for you?
I thought we might go for a walk. It's a lovely night outside.
I don't know.
Please, just 20 minutes. I could do with the company.
Sure. Let me get my coat.
She closes the door and leans against the wall.
I was going to invite you for a horse ride, but I think a walk might be a little bit safer. Is everything all right?
You often take the help for romantic walks in the snow.
What?
Nothing, it's stupid.
Please talk to me. I feel like I've told you everything about myself, and I know hardly anything about you.
What would Lady Sophia say if she saw us walking out here together?
Why would it matter?
I saw you two earlier.
Whatever you think you saw, there is nothing between Sophia and me.
Didn't look that way to me.
She was just trying to rekindle something that isn't there anymore.
Must happen to you a lot. Women throwing themselves at your feet.
Men too, sometimes. Well, what about you? A woman of your intelligence and beauty must have men throwing themselves at you.
Not so much. It's simpler for me to focus on my career at the moment.
You're teaching.
Amber glances at him and looks pensive.
I hope you'll come tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
The Christmas Eve ball? I'll feel a lot less nervous to have you there.
Richard, there's something that I need to tell you.
He kisses her.
What was it he needs to tell me?
She stares up at him. And they kiss again in front of the festively decorated palace.
Are you sure about this?
I'm telling you, there's something off about this Martha Anderson, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Sophia picks the lock to Amber's room with a hair grip.
What are we looking for, exactly?
Anything. I know she's hiding something.
Here, through this.
She hands Simon Amber's briefcase, then empties out her handbag. She finds Amber's passport.
Like Christmas came early.
Simon found the certificate of adoption. In daylight, Richard rides through the snow to a small cemetery. Richard dismounts and pats the horse's neck. He goes to a fenced-off area and approaches a tall gravestone. He looks at the inscription, then kneels.
I'm sorry for what I said the day I left, Father. I know it hurt you. There's no way I can take it back.
Sun shines on the mountains in the background. Richard looks around, then back at the grave.
I'll do as you wished. I'll accept the crown for you and for Mother. But I'll never measure up to you. No one ever will.
He rises slowly, dusting snow from his leather gloves, and backs away from the grave. The palace is bathed in sunshine. As Amber holds up a dress in the mirror, Emily comes in.
Hi.
Hey. It's just getting dressed for the ball. It's this or sweats.
I suppose you're almost done with your story.
Almost. Tonight we'll find out how it ends.
Then you'll be gone. And you'll never think about us again.
Emily, how could I ever forget you? No, never, ever.
Amber smiles as Emily looks at her sadly, then gives Amber a gift.
This is for you. Merry Christmas, Amber.
I don't have anything for you.
You've given me a lot.
Don't pretend you learned anything from me as a tutor.
You told me that everything's going to be okay. Even if my father's gone. Even if I'm different.
Amber regards Emily sadly.
Oh, just open it.
Emily.
It's to remind you of our toboggan ride.
A charm bracelet with a silver snowflake.
What would I have ever done without you?
Spent Christmas in the dungeon for sure.
They hug emotionally.
Right on time.
What's going on?
Meet Musette, Lisette, and Antonio. They do everything. Hair, makeup, and gowns. As you Americans would say, the works.
And they're gonna work on me?
Uh-huh. Complete makeover.
Emily gives a mischievous smile. Cars arrive at the illuminated palace after dark, and formally attired guests enter along a red carpet in a festively decorated hallway, then climb the staircase. The Queen, Richard, in military uniform with a Maltese cross medal at his neck, and Emily greet the arrivals. The Queen smiles at Richard.
I remember your father's coronation at the Christmas Eve ball. You're as handsome as he was.
If only I could stand half as tall.
Oh, you will. It just takes a little time.
Good evening, Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness.
Prime Minister, I look forward to working with you.
And I with you.
The Prime Minister kisses the Queen's hand, then shakes Richard's and Emily's. Amber, resplendent in a new off-the-shoulder ball gown, arrives at the top of the stairs. Richard glances up at her and stares. Then all heads turn. The Prime Minister frowns and Amber smiles nervously. Richard keeps staring as Amber gracefully descends the stairs with a gentle smile.
She cleans up nicely.
Lipstick on a pig, as the saying goes.
Amber and Emily smile at each other. Amber lifts her skirt to reveal she's still wearing her Converse sneakers, making Emily laugh and shake her head. She tugs Richard's sleeve.
What are you waiting for?
Without taking his eyes off her, Richard approaches Amber. A photographer's flash goes off.
Why are they staring?
Because you look perfect.
You don't look too shabby yourself, Prince Richard. Or should I call you King Richard II now?
No, you know what I think about titles. Shall we?
Amber stares as he takes her arm and they climb the red-carpeted stairs watched by the Queen and Emily. The orchestra lines two sides of a grand chamber with a crown displayed on a plinth. Couples turn elegantly on the dance floor beneath swathes of fairy lights.
Might I have the first dance?
Serious?
Well, as long as you promise not to tread on my feet.
They walk onto the dance floor among the gyrating couples in ball gowns and dinner suits. They face each other. Richard bows formally, and Amber bobs a curtsy. Richard offers his white-gloved hand, and Amber takes it. His hand at her waist, hers on his shoulder, they waltz. Simon and Sophia enter the ballroom. They watch Richard and Amber, then smile at each other. Amber spins under Richard's arm. Their eyes remain locked together.
Aren't you worried they're all talking about us?
They're saying you're out of my league.
I'm sure.
I really wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
I think you're giving me more credit than I deserve.
I don't think so. I'm comfortable with you. You're more genuine than anybody I've ever met.
Amber stares off and looks worried. Richard tilts her chin up to look at him. Then as the dance ends, he glances towards the great gilt throne up on a dais.
I guess it's time. Wish me luck.
You don't need luck.
Amber smiles gently and watches as Richard goes, and the view moves in on the crown and scepter resting on a cushion. Richard is joined in front of the dais by the Prime Minister. They face the guests, then nod to each other. They move forward, approaching the crown.
Members of Parliament, guests and friends, on this glorious Christmas Eve, in the season of hope and new beginnings, His Royal Highness Prince Richard, son of King Richard I, presents his rightful claim to the crown and throne of the Kingdom of Aldovia.
The Queen smiles. Simon claps slowly and Sophia looks sullen. Amber claps emotionally and Richard goes down on his knees.
Richard, do you pledge your life and fealty to Aldovia and all her subjects?
I do.
Do you swear to protect her, to uphold her sacred laws in times of wealth or poverty, in peace or war?
I do.
If any of the peerage wish to dispute Prince Richard's claim to the throne, speak now or forever stay silent.
I dispute this claim.
Sophia raises a hand. Richard eyes her coldly.
On what grounds?
I challenge on the grounds that Prince Richard is not the rightful heir. Because this fraudulent Christmas prince is not the blood of the late king.
Richard puts down the scepter and stands.
This documentation states that Prince Richard is in fact adopted.
She holds up the certificate. Amber looks agitated.
Let me see that.
Sophia hands it to Simon, who passes it to the Prime Minister. Amber stares wide-eyed as he studies the document.
Where did you obtain this?
I obtained it by uncovering a scheme by a journalist posing as a tutor to the princess.
All eyes turn on Amber, and Richard stares at her.
Is that true, that you're a journalist?
I am.
And this paper, Your Majesty,
is legitimate. Richard! Please wait! Richard!
Aldovia must not allow an illegitimate heir to inherit the royal throne.
As nephew to the king and closest male relation in the royal bloodline, I humbly present myself for fair and rightful claim to the throne of Aldovia, with Lady Sophia by my side as my queen.
The queen glares at Simon, and Amber follows Richard downstairs.
Richard, wait!
What for?
You have to know that I didn't mean for this to happen.
I don't know anything anymore. I don't know who you are. I don't even know who I am.
I'm Amber. Amber Moore. That is my real name, and I didn't come here to... Things just got so out of hand.
Well, you've got a grand story to tell now.
Amber stares after him emotionally as Richard strides out. The palace is brightly illuminated in the nighttime. A car, its headlights on, comes down the drive away from the palace, with Amber sitting tearfully in the back. It passes the sentries at the gates. The statue of King Richard stands in daylight sunshine. Inside, Richard stands before a portrait of the bearded king in the uniform with the Maltese cross.
Why didn't you tell me?
The queen enters the panelled hallway.
I wish that we had.
At least now I know who I am. And who I'm not.
You must be so angry.
No, I just don't understand why you kept it a secret.
A month after we were married, I was told I couldn't have children. I felt like such a disappointment. So when we discovered that we could adopt in secret, you are our dream come true. We talked about telling you, Richard, so many times. But I can't stand here and say that we kept it from you for your sake.
Then why did you do it?
The first time we saw you, you were our son. You were born in our hearts, not anyone else's. It wasn't right. I know it was a mistake not to tell you. But we couldn't bring ourselves to do it.
And Emily?
Emily was a miracle. I assume now you'll leave us. If that's what you really want to do, I won't stand in your way any longer.
He stands with his back to her.
You're my mother. King Richard was my father. I could never leave you.
The queen rushes into his arms.
Oh. That's the best Christmas gift I've ever been given. And the throne? What do we do about Simon?
I won't let him win without a fight.
Hazy sun shines on the church in the snow-covered town. Richard approaches the colonnaded council building, as inside Simon signs the marriage certificate to Sophia.
Darling.
The Prime Minister looks on with an expression of disapproval.
Now that we're married, on to the business at hand.
The coronation cannot take place until a majority of the King's Council officers are present.
The interregnum will expire this afternoon, so I suggest you hurry.
The law clearly states that the Queen must preside at the ceremony, and it's Christmas Day.
I don't care if it's Christmas. Go get her.
The Prime Minister eyes her coldly. At the airport, Amber fiddles with the snowflake charm on her bracelet. Tearfully, she takes her phone out of her pocket and makes a call.
Hey, Amber! Merry Christmas!
Doesn't feel like Christmas.
I'm at the airport, waiting for my flight.
Yeah? You got everything you need for your story already?
And then some.
That's good, right?
Okay, not so good.
Everything went wrong. The person I was worried about hurting, they just got crushed.
That's probably not as bad as you think.
I failed. I bombed. I crashed and burned.
So it's a learning experience.
You know, failures plant the seed for greater successes down the road.
I wish. Wait a second. What did you say?
It's a learning experience.
No, the other part.
Failure plants the seed.
What? To cornball?
No. Well, yes, but it reminded me of a poem.
She has King Richard's journal.
But from a seed, an acorn's gift, the truth will flood. Acorn.
What? What acorn?
A secret. And a love far greater than blood.
All right, Pina, you kind of lost me, baby.
Sorry, Pop, I gotta go.
Officials arrive at the council building and sit on rows of benches in the semicircular chamber. Sophia looks bored.
There has to be a quorum by now.
The Queen hasn't arrived yet.
She strides in with Richard.
I demand this process be delayed.
You have no right to demand anything.
Prince Richard is the rightful heir to the throne.
Actually, he's not.
Prime Minister, I implore you to put a hold on these proceedings.
Prince Richard, the law clearly states that the heir to the throne must be a member of the royal bloodline.
The will of the late king must be held in the highest regard. That is what the law states.
Order! Once we have a quorum, the coronation must go on today, as planned. I'm sorry, Your Majesty.
Amber's blocked by guards with spears.
I know that it's confusing because I was sent away, but you don't understand. I need to talk with the Queen.
Remove yourself from the premises before I have you removed.
Oh, if I could just talk with her for a few minutes.
Well, she's not here. And if she were here, she'd have you thrown in the dungeon.
I know for a fact that you do not have a dungeon.
If you think for one minute they're going to forgive you after what you've done.
I promise that I only meant...
You promises mean nothing. You're a traitor.
If you would just let me finish. I think I can prove that Richard is the rightful king. Just please let me help.
Amber reaches for the acorn ornament on the Christmas tree.
Don't touch that! Don't! What are you doing?
Hey!
The acorn comes apart, revealing a piece of paper inside. Miss Avril unfolds the handwritten message on crested paper. She looks taken aback and glances at Amber.
Well, Prime Minister, looks like you have your quorum.
I don't care about what any of them say. You're my king and my brother.
Thank you. We must now bear witness to the coronation of King Richard's blood heir.
Simon kneels on a cushion.
Count Simon presents his rightful claim to the crown and throne. You pledge your life and fealty to Aldovia and all her subjects.
I do.
The Prime Minister offers him the scepter.
Do you swear to protect her, to uphold her sacred laws in times of wealth or poverty, peace or war?
I do.
If anyone would wish to dispute Count Simon's claim to the throne, may they speak now or forever stay silent.
The Prime Minister sighs. Sophia smiles smugly and the crown is held above Simon's head.
Then I proclaim you...
Stop!
Everyone looks up at Amber and Miss Avril on a balcony. Emily smiles and Amber descends the stairs to the chamber.
Have her removed immediately!
You're not king yet.
Miss Avril follows Amber and looks uneasy.
If you have something to say, Miss Moore, say it now.
Your Majesty, before he died, the king amended the law to allow Prince Richard to become his lawful successor.
What?
She's lying just like she did before.
The Queen is speaking, so zip it.
Let me see that.
It was inside the acorn. The gift your husband meant to give you last Christmas before he died.
The Queen smiles and looks at Richard.
Read the decree.
Let us be bound in future by truth and truth alone. Let us light up the shadows of the past. Though my blood may not run in his veins, Richard, Prince of Aldovia, is my son. And while this order gives him lawful right to my throne, it is by his own attributes, his spirit, his sensitivity, intelligence, and heart, that he earns this honor.
This woman lied to us before. What makes anyone think she's telling the truth now?
Because I believe her.
The order is marked with the king's official seal.
Simon stares open-mouthed, and Sophia hangs her head as the Prime Minister takes back the scepter. The council members look happy, and even Miss Avril smiles.
If we may pick up where we left off, Your Royal Highness.
By all means.
My wife and I will not allow this. We will fight this side by side together. We'll hire an army of lawyers.
Make sure you get one to handle our divorce.
Sophia.
Sophia. Dear, wait. What about our honeymoon?
Oh, shut up, Simon.
Richard grins and kneels on the cushion.
If any of those present would wish to dispute Prince Richard's claim to the throne, let them speak now or forever remain silent.
Richard looks at Amber and smiles.
By the power vested in me as Prime Minister, I crown you Richard Bevan Charlton, King of Aldovia. Long live King Richard II!
The crown is placed on Richard's head, and Amber has left. The council members get to their feet.
And Merry Christmas to all!
The sun shines on the skyscrapers of New York. The streets are crowded with traffic and people.
So, what did you think?
It's a thoughtful, mature, well-written story that will never see the light of day.
What?
It's a puff piece, Amber. Pure schmaltz. Not our brand.
But it's honest and it's the truth.
You were at ground zero. You had the adoption papers in your hands. You really blew it big time.
But this is who he is. This is what happened.
I really don't care. In the meantime, I need you to jump back on the copy desk. Ron's article needs a polish.
You know what? Find someone else to do your mock jobs.
Excuse me?
I'm done.
Amber strides out of Max's office. She shuts her laptop and puts it in her bag.
So what are you gonna do?
Time to focus on my own work.
That's what I've been saying all along.
I'm gonna start with a blog about King Richard. The real story.
You're my hero.
They hug. Snow falls on New York at night. Lights are shining in Rudy's diner.
Happy almost New Year, everybody.
Happy almost New Year.
Rudy, as always, your burgers are the best.
Yeah.
Well, I figure we got lots to celebrate now that my peanut is back in town.
And here's something else to celebrate. Your article just broke 20,000 likes.
Hey, that's terrific.
Oh, Pop, it's really not that many.
What are you talking about? You only posted it 3 days ago.
This thing's gonna catch fire.
And until you become rich and famous, you've always got a job working here with your pop.
I know.
A snowball hits the window.
Hey!
Oh! Those would be our dates.
Aye. You guys go have fun, huh?
So, who's the third guy?
Oh, just this hottie named Michael. Not a setup.
I'm not coming out, guys.
Seriously? You're gonna stay home on New Year's Eve?
I just want to help Pop clean up and do some writing.
How about we check back later, maybe drag you out for after parties?
Not gonna happen.
You sure you're gonna be okay?
Have fun, okay? Thanks.
We will.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait. Hey, how's it going?
Amber watches through the window as her friends hug their dates. She clears away the dishes. Crowds celebrate the new year.
Less than 5 minutes till we bring in this new year later.
That means it's time to pour the champagne! Who wants champagne?
Yay!
You're the best! Yay!
As Amber smiles at her dad, another snowball hits the window. Amber stares into the night and looks shocked. It's Richard. They stare at each other. Amber takes a deep breath and goes outside.
What are you doing here?
I never had the chance to say goodbye. Well, thank you.
You don't have to thank me. I'm responsible for this whole mess in the first place.
No, you opened a door that needed to be opened. That's what a great reporter does. Emily showed me your blog online.
She did.
Why didn't you publish it in your magazine?
Oh, too much schmaltz.
Schmaltz?
It means it was too sentimental. I wrote the truth about you, that you're kind, compassionate, that you stole my cab, and that you're gonna rule from the heart.
Emily misses you terribly. So do I.
I miss you too.
Palace is a lonely place for a king. Without a queen.
Richard gets down on one knee and presents a gleaming diamond ring.
But my whole life is in New York.
We can come back as much as you want.
But my career, I'm not ready.
I don't want to make you give up anything, Amber.
I could never leave my father.
I can give him his own wing at the palace. Or I could buy him his own diner in Aldovia. Or we could just pick this one up and move it. How long do you plan to keep a king on his knees?
He gets up.
You haven't thought about this. I mean, we barely know each other.
I've never been more certain of anything in my life. And I've been known to be indecisive. Look, I know it's sudden, but...
Amber kisses him.
Is that a yes?
He slips the ring on her finger, and they gaze into each other's eyes.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Rudy looks out of the window and sees Amber and Richard together. He raises his champagne glass, sips, and smiles as Amber and Richard kiss out in the snow. Fireworks burst over the city. Amber and Richard continue to kiss as snow falls gently. The view pulls up and away from Amber and Richard, and the city street decorated with fairy lights. The cast: Rose McIver as Amber, Ben Lamb as Prince Richard, Alice Krieger as Queen Helena, Honor Neefsy as Princess Emily, Sarah Douglas as Mrs. Averill, Emma Louise Saunders as Lady Sophia, Theo Devaney as Simon, Daniel Fathers as Rudy, Tahira Sharif as Melissa, Amy Marsden as Max, Joel McVeigh as Andy, Tom Knight as Prime Minister Denzel, Richard Ashton as Mr. Little, as DPS Gil, Andrew Barron as Ted, Vaughn Joseph as Ron, Doru Catanescu as Jack, Axel Mustache as Vlad, Lace Akbajaro as Nigel, Arena Solescu as Sandy, Redu Miko as Ian. Further credits continue to scroll. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious. Any similarity to the name, character, or history of any person is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of all or part of this motion picture, including the soundtrack, is prohibited and may result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC are the authors of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Trademark and copyright Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC. All rights reserved.
Then turn red. Netflix.